welcome to the Blindfold Chess Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode. This month we will be looking at king and pawn puzzles. I will be providing you with the locations of the different pieces that are on the board. It is your job to figure out the solution by pausing the podcast before moving on. Today we'll be looking at three puzzles, each around a different endgame theme, starting with easy and working our way to hard. Here is your first puzzle. White has a king on b2 and a pawn on g5. Black has a king on c4. It is white to play. Again, that is a white king on b2, a pawn on g5, and the black king is on c4. Please pause and find the solution before going on. The solution will come in 5 seconds.
One pawn to g6. King d5. Two pawn to g7. King e6. Three g8 promote to queen check. Black resigns.
This puzzle demonstrates the rule of the square. If you draw a diagonal from the white pawn until you reach the end of the board, now you draw another line from the ending square of the diagonal and extend it upwards until it reaches the rank of the pawn, then you can determine if the black king can enter that square. If he can, then the pawn will be caught. If the pawn cannot be, then the pawn will promote. Now here is your second puzzle. White has a king on f1 and a pawn on d4. Black has a king on h8. It is white to play. Again, that is a white king on f1 and a pawn on d4. And black has a king on h8. Please pause and find the solution before moving on. The solution will come in 5 seconds.
One, king e2. King g7. Two, king d3. King f6. Three, king c4. King e6. Four, king c5. King d7. Five, king d5. King e7. Six, king c6. King d8. Seven, king d6. King c8. Eight, king e7. Black resigns.
This puzzle discusses the concept of critical squares and key squares, which is exclusive to king and pawn endgames. As long as the king is in one of these squares, then they can force the pawn's promotion. Such ideas of key squares can take the forms of shouldering, or opposition, or boxing out. To determine key squares, if the pawn is on the second through fourth rank, as long as the king is in one of the three squares that are two ranks above the pawn, you can force the promotion. For example, if the pawn is on d4, the king can occupy c6, d6, or e6 in order to force the promotion. This rule changes if the pawn is on the 5th to the 7th rank, then the king must occupy any of the three squares that are at least 1 to 2 ranks in front of the pawn. There is some funky behavior with rook pawns, but the general rule still applies. This last puzzle is a bit of a tough one. White has a pawn on b3, a pawn on g4, and a king on f3. Black has a pawn on a6, b5, and a king on g5. Again, white has a pawn on b3, a pawn on g4, and a king on f3, while black has a pawn on a6, b5, and a king on g5. Please pause and find the solution before moving on. The solution will come in 5 seconds.
One, pawn to b4. King g6. Two, king f4. King f6. Three, pawn to g5 check. King g6. Four, king g4. King g7. Five, king f5. King f7. Six, pawn to g6 check. King g7. Seven, king g5. King g8. Eight, king f6. King f8. Nine, pawn to g7 check. King g8. Ten, king g6. Pawn to a5. Eleven, pawn b captures a5. Pawn to b4. Twelve, pawn to a6. Pawn to b3. Thirteen, pawn to a7. Pawn to b2. 14, pawn to a8 promote to queen checkmate. Black is checkmated.
This is a blend of two thematic examples. One is stopping two pawns with one, and The Fox in the Chicken Coop, coined by International Master Silman. The idea is you can lock up two pawns with one by preventing your opponent from advancing their pawns without having to give you a passed pawn in return. Then on the other side of the board, you lure the king further down the board and away from their pawns. Once they are far enough, you can abandon your extra pawn and collect the two of your opponents, allowing you to promote your own. This has more practical effects with more pawns on the board. That concludes the three king and pawn endings for this episode. Let's keep working on our blindfold skills and continue to learn from the masters.